This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Today's tip, what are the secrets of the Salik's humility, the humility of the spiritual wayfarer, and our ubudiyya, our servitude to Allah?
Allahu Rabbi, la sharika lahu.
So, dear listeners, when we're talking about the secrets of the Salik, the spiritual wayfarer, we've talked about in some programs that we have to have some sense of humility and humbleness within our servitude to Allah, our ubudiyya to Allah. Now, here we know that there are, for the people of Sayr al-Suluk, for the people of spiritual wayfaring, and of course, as we have said in various programs, that the spiritual wayfaring, this suluk fillah, this travel, this spiritual journey towards Allah, is in reality our ubudiyya, our servitude of Allah, our worship of Allah. Now, we know, of course, that the people of spiritual wayfaring, when it comes to this station of humility and of servitude to Allah and the ubudiyya to Allah, there are, of course, within this one idea or this concept of humility, there are various stations. There's countless stages and degrees. And so, for example, you know, there is a primary stage of humility. And as this spiritual wayfarer, as this salik, this person on this journey, in order to perfect and complete their ubudiyya, perfect their servitude to Allah, we find that the higher they go, the more perfect their humility becomes. Now, of course, being humble in our prayers, having humility in the presence of Allah is something that is critical, and it is a very important pillar if we want to increase and strengthen our ubudiyya. Now, of course, we find that even great spiritual masters such as Imam Ruhullah Khomeini, the founding father of the Islamic Revolution, we find that even great spiritual masters such as himself, they will write that comprehensively knowing all the aspects of one factor, such as humility, when it comes to the perfection of ubudiyya, and counting all the stages within this one factor, such as humility, is really beyond the capacity of any humble creature. And as it is said in the traditions, the ways to Allah are as numerous as the breaths of the creatures. And so, likewise, the stages of humility are countless, but the important thing is that on our path towards perfecting our ubudiyya to Allah, we should consistently and constantly strive to be better and purer in our path.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com. Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from Munajatul Khaifin, The Whispered Prayer of the Fearful. Please stay with me. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, what thinkest you? Will you chastise me after my faith in you? Drive me far away after my love for you? Deprive me while I hope for your mercy and forgiveness? Forsake me while I seek sanctuary in your pardon? How could your generous face disappoint me? I wish that I know. Did my mother bear me for wretchedness? Did she nurture me for suffering? If such, then I wish that she had not borne me and had not nurtured me. I wish that I had knowledge. Have you appointed me one of the people of felicity? Have you singled me out for your nearness and neighborhood? Then would my eyes be gladdened, and in that my soul reach serenity.
Welcome back, dear listeners. In continuation to what we were saying, which was regarding the spiritual wayfarer, and one of these ideas or concepts, or for example, stations, which is very important when it comes to our ubudiyya to Allah, our servitude and our worship to Allah, we find that humility plays a critical and integral role. Now, along with humility, we will find that knowledge comes. And when knowledge comes by the grace and blessings of Allah, we hope and pray that wisdom comes as well. Now, along with humility, one of the stages and one of these ideas which is critical and integral when it comes to our ubudiyya, our servitude, and our worship to Allah, we find that the stage of knowledge is very important. And so in Arabic, it is known as ilm, knowledge. Now, the stage of knowledge and the importance of knowledge is such that it proves at times, and usually actually, by scientific conduct and by philosophical and logical argument, it proves the humility of servitude and the need, of humility in servitude. And it also proves by scientific conduct, by philosophical argument, by logical and reasonable argument, it proves that the glory of Allah should be worshipped, it should be revered, it should be esteemed, and all of this should be done with humility. Now, this knowledge which helps one to increase in their humility. This is a very pure sort of knowledge. And here I'm going to quote Imam Khomeini from one of his books, Adab al-Salat, where he says that this kind of knowledge is a pure sort of knowledge. And he continues and says, it is a pure sort of knowledge because it is clearly proved in the high sciences and the supreme philosophy that the entire house or realm of realization, dar-e tahakkuk, and the complete circle of existence are a mere relation and an attachment and nothing but poverty. Poverty brought about by creation when compared to Allah, the Creator.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير.
And now we will listen to Sheikh Zayd Al-Salami, who will talk about today's topic.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. There's a very interesting verse in Surah Taha. It's ayah number 14, and it says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فَعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. There are many lessons that we can learn from this verse. The first is the testimony of faith, the shahada of La ilaha illallah. The foundation of Islam is monotheism, in believing in the oneness and uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's absolutely no Muslim that does not know how significantly important believing in one God is. Of course, much can be said about this and the Quran and also the Sunnah of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, are full of lessons and reminders, verses and hadiths that speak about Tawheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made sure that the first thing that prophets, peace be upon them, instructed those around them, their followers, was believing in one God. Now, when it comes to monotheism, why is it in this particular ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off in this sequence? إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا. I am God, there is no deity other than me. فَعْبُدْنِي, so worship me. And then the third part of this ayah, Allah says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي, and uphold prayers for my sake.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Alhamdulillah, no matter what comes my way. Alhamdulillah, my heart will thank and praise. And every time I'm feeling down or out of place, alhamdulillah, everything is gonna be okay.
this dunya can deceive me, where nothing ever goes as planned. And when I can't remember, my heart will surely understand. I ask Allah to guide me, I'm starting.